he would say, "Oh yeah, no, this is like a really good friend of mine. She's like doing a photo shoot and she's sending some photos to her man, and she wanted my opinion." I'd mentioned something like that to you once, and you're like, "No one does that.
Nobody sends those to their guy straight bi friend and goes, will my man like this? No." Everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. Yeah, today we have a very spontaneous news flash, hot topics, gossip for you. But before we get into the gossip, of course, I have to introduce my partner in crime, Cosmo from the Cosmo Show.
I feel nice and comfy.
Yeah.
This is great. I like this onesie.
We're having like a pajama party tonight. But not only is Cosmo joining me, I actually have a very special guest this evening, which is Miss Chrissy Lynn. So we're going to spill the tea a little bit. We had a very different episode planned for today, Monday. But something recently kind of came up out of the woodworks on the interwebs, and I felt compelled to talk about this topic. How are you feeling about it?
Pretty good. I'm great. Everything's fine, fun and dandy. Compelled is a good word. In fact, I think I was doing your hair or something, and you came up out of nowhere, and you're like, "Have you heard the blah 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 blah?" And this is on TikTok, and I'm like, "Dare, I'm not really on TikTok very much, but also okay." And you were playing it, the story that you're about to talk about.
Yeah, so I am really big on analytics on TikTok. So I follow a bunch of creators who give advice on what to do on TikTok. And Risa Tisa has gone extremely viral for her 50-part series where she talks about her experience with her ex-husband, now ex-husband. And she titled the series, "Who the Fuck Did I Marry?" And it really has the internet by the throat. Like, people are so enticed by the story. And if you haven't heard it, I highly recommend listening to it. But I will warn you, it's a very sensitive topic. So even before we start talking about it, I do want to put out a trigger warning. And I'm going to read this word for word because I really want to label this correctly. So pardon me for reading, but this is a topic that involves talking about emotional abuse, psychological abuse, manipulation, and gaslighting. So if this triggers you or you're sensitive to this, and I will admit that everybody in this room having this conversation is a bit sensitive to this topic. So we're going to be giving a lot of our experience and our opinion and our thoughts on this. But if you are somebody who is slightly uncomfortable with that topic, maybe this isn't the podcast episode for you. We love your support. I appreciate you being here, but we really want to have a good, healthy conversation about this and keep you and your mental health safe. And I know Chrissy had a little bit of a, we are not therapists
We are not
advisory,
licensed.
so take it away.
Yeah, so real quick, we are not licensed, certified, or qualified on any level of in the realm of psychology or therapy. We're not therapists. So we are going to be using some terminology based on our experience, but also based on how, like, sometimes there's no other word to use, honestly, or terminology for it. So we are not diagnosing anybody anything. And like, there's some things that there are some safe words you can use where you don't have to feel like, oh, I'm not qualified to diagnose them. We're not diagnosing
No,
anybody. Something like that. We had our own experiences and our own, research
Thoughts.
and our own thoughts about it. And maybe some people have, I mean, I after my experience, I did look into it a lot and read a lot about it, but I wouldn't say that I am the expert. I am no means qualified. I just want to, yeah. So we just want to make sure we are on the
None
same
of us
page.
here are, but we've all experienced something kind of similar to the story that she tells. So let me get into it. It's a 50-part series. So it's almost about 8 hours long of Risa Tisa, which I don't know if that's her name. It's just her TikTok handle. She really goes in and talks about her experience with her ex-husband and how she really truly felt like she didn't know who she married. And a lot of the main things that she talks about is him just lying about every aspect of his life. We're talking about him lying about his job, him lying about family members, talking about having offshore accounts, money, lying like every day about like little things, about who he's talking to on the phone. Says that he played arena football. Like, I don't even know what that is. I tried to Google it. but I got nowhere with it.
Arena football is anybody who plays probably college or mainstream football. Like, you were in an arena. You were, like, playing on a big team. Like, he was probably signed with like, pick an NFL team.
Got it. Okay. Well, that was one of his many lies. Mm-hmm. And I tried to look up the exact, like, how long she was with this man. And it sounded like it was about a year-ish, a year and a half. Right? Is that
I would
correct?
Say right beginning of lockdown in 2020. Yeah. It was like just 2 or 3 weeks before lockdown. And then up until the divorce, which was, I believe, middle end of 2021.
Okay. So like year, year and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe more towards year and a half, 2 years.
But they'd only met three weeks before lockdown, before quarantining with themselves during that time. So, yeah.
And I feel like the main reason we do want to talk about this and her story and what she went through is because, like, I think everyone has, like, been around someone who's lied about things. We all have lied in our lives, so we're not acting like we're better than anybody else. Like, I've definitely lied from time to time.
There's different kinds of lying, though. There's impulsive, compulsive, and pathological, and there's, like, little white lies, or maybe you're telling a joke or a story. You're going to embellish it and make it just sound a little bit better and more entertaining than what it is, or a little lie to get out of a you know, work, or but then there's the
right.
I don't know why I'm lying. I'm just lying, and then building lie upon lie upon lie, and then it's kind of like you believe your own lies, and then you don't even know who you are anymore, or you're just trying to like use, manipulate, gaslight, steal, cheat, take. So
And that's this man who she calls Legion is kind of like the name that she gives him when she tells the story, and basically she goes and recalls all of these events of all the many little things that this man had lied about. And it was just like everyone was gripped by this story. Like, it is going completely viral on TikTok. The first time I started watching, which I took 3 business days to watch it. Like, I took my time. I listened to it as I was doing things. And it shocked me how many little things he would lie about. And I had a moment of like, okay, she really knows a lot of these details. Like, it's very odd, but she basically explains that she was taking voice notes and she has like video or like voice diaries of all the different things. So it's kind of like somewhere in her gut, she had a feeling, a sense, a premonition that maybe he was lying about things. So she started collecting this evidence, so to speak. And obviously now it's 2024. So she's telling the story and she holds herself accountable. She talks about how, I will tell you, even when I messed up. And there were a couple of times where in the story she would break and be like, this is a bad look for me, but I'm going to tell you it anyways. And people have been questioning her why she told the story. And it's basically to help somebody else out there, which is so commendable.
And she said, even if she just helps one person, and she says that multiple times. And I think she started to document things because she clocked them.
Yeah.
And she was, again, she was stuck in quarantine with this person, living together with this person. And he came off, of course, very charming. I mean, the first thing he did was change a tire, come to her on their first date because her tire blew. And so, of course, when someone comes along, they're like, I'm going to pay for this and I'm going to take care of this and all this. And then during quarantine, like, oh, I'll pay our bills. I'll pay the rent. Like, oh, okay, great.
Which he did do.
He did do.
Yeah. He did pay for
their living expenses must not have been that expensive at the time. And whatever job he had at the time, whatever job he had. I mean, it's just, it is wild though. Like, listening to her story. Also, she's a good storyteller, in my opinion. It reads like an audiobook. She goes in chronological order.
Yep.
That's what I also, because like the anticipation is there. And I'm like, after I listened to that couple of episodes and you were like, okay. And I'm like, no, no, keep going. Let it play. I have to finish this. I have to like finish this. And I didn't even hear the first 10 episodes. You gave me
the summary.
The Cliff's Notes. You're like, here's the Cliff's Notes. And I'm like, okay. And then for 2 days straight, I was just hooked. I couldn't wait to stick it on and listen to it and needed it to end. I needed that closure. I needed that closure. I needed it to end. Because I was also curious, like, who the fuck did she marry? And then, like, did she get out of it? Like, what – and, you know, she's obviously fine today. She's thriving.
Yeah.
She's living her life. She's doing really well.
She's going on vacation.
She's finally going on that European trip. She's going to London and France, and we love that for her.
Yeah.
Maybe BMW will send her a BMW.
What was it? Like, the Colbach interior or something? She had,
oh,
like,
the Cognac. It was
Cognac
the,
interior.
It was, like, dark – like, some navy dark blue with, like, Cognac interior. And again, this was an item a physical thing that this man promised her and was going to get for her with all of his offshore accounts and his like money and his job because he's a VP.
Yep.
Which, of course, he stole that. Not stole, but like he mimicked that identity from his twin brother that she didn't find out until much later.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, basically, and like for me, it took 3 days to get through. You maybe like, I would say three, two.
I mean, you like started you before me. You were 10 first in, and then I went through it. I got ahead of you at one point, and then it was like
you caught me up.
Then I caught you up. It was like, well, now we gotta like let me catch you up on what you missed out on. And then we both finished the last episode together. I think yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I'm checking her account, checking for updates and new stuff, but then also noticing like she went from like 1.3 to 2 yes. point something million followers.
She's at 2.8. I just
checked. She's sharing good news about things. And then out of morbid curiosity tonight when I was getting my nails done.
Check them out. Nail cam.
I was like, you know, I'm just sitting here doing nothing while they're working on my hands. I'm just going to like scroll through my phone in some capacity and see where we're at. And I notice the main three hashtags that are being used right now is the hashtag Legion.
Yikes.
Her name, her handle. You know, then there's Pathological Liar, 51 Parts, or all those things. And somebody found him. So someone found him. And like that's the thing about the internet is bless them. When they say internet, do your thing, like they will do their thing.
Yeah.
And like the thing about this story is it's not the first time we've ever heard of something like this.
For sure. Know?
And like the thing about her transparency and her going through the entire process. Now, mind you, she had to like gather all the information and her notes and everything that she'd experienced to tell the story and do it in a playlist with parts so that it was like an audiobook and going it at her own speed and her own pace. And I thought she was very concise. She did recaps. She kind of kept us up to speed. I know she's not going to get to like the 10 to 20,000 comments, but she was trying to address some of them.
Yeah.
To even be like, you know, I know you guys were asking about this, this, and this, and I will answer that and that. And then she went on, and I didn't see any of the lives, but she ended up going on and doing the lives. But a lot of, I needed to listen to it and finish it because it was triggering as fuck for me. It was like very, very triggering. To like, I had a nightmare the night before.
Told me about it.
I listened to it up till bed. I love horror. I listen to true crime. I'm listening to all of these spooky horror things, like murder, like no problem. Like Sunday morning. And I just It really did. It really bothered me. And it stirred up a lot of my experience, which I don't really talk about very often. And a lot of what I went through, which was over a 4-year span of my life in a relationship with my ex, one of my exes, rather. And when she, the lies upon lies on top of each other, just the promises, the beginning of like.
Felt familiar, huh?
It was so familiar. It was just so familiar. And it was like, okay, so someone else is experiencing this and she's having these feelings. And I had those feelings. And then I also clocked those red flags.
Yeah.
I did several times, like the first year. And then like even the second. And like to be fair, like my ex messed up several times and I still stayed and took me. Like it was just a it was a bad time. But like just finishing that story was like, okay, cool.
It was important to you to get to the end.
I needed to.
We needed the victory at the end.
It's like, we just got to get through this Game of Thrones show. We just got to finish, even if the last two seasons sucked. Like, we just had to do it. So, I had to finish it and just to see where things were at. Because I love to see someone rise up, shine in, and thrive in, and living their best life. Now knowing they unfortunately had to have that experience to learn those lessons. And to not like, oh, now I know all the red flags. I can catch them. It's like, no, we don't address everything as a red flag. We don't. We can't obsess over it about like, I can't trust anybody ever again. You know, I can't trust no man ever again. I can't trust no woman, whatever my partner is. I can't.
It's what I like to call the victim to victor.
Yeah.
It's like in every Hollywood movie, every story, you know, you want to watch somebody who's going through a tough time, but then them come out on the other end. Which I'm glad you talked a little bit about like why it struck you so much and like why we really wanted to talk about it. And I also like really want Cosmo to tell a little bit, like maybe after I give a little 2 cents why it struck me, is that I didn't obviously have a nightmare about it, but I grew up watching someone do something like this to my mom. So it was very interesting for me as like a preteen into a young adult, watch someone be gaslit and watch them be manipulated and be lied to. And I, back then, could recognize and clock those things, but I couldn't do anything about it because I was young and impressionable. And at one point, I didn't live aware. In that home.
Like, you knew it wasn't right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I definitely was aware because of, like, when you're not the person that they're lying to, a lot of times the manipulator or the person who is lying, at least from my experience, they show the outer person that, like, look, I got her to buy the lie. Look, like, you can't do anything about it, especially because I was powerless. So, and anytime I would try to, like, warn my mom or try to be like, hey, this person is lying to you, or this person is doing something harmful to me, because at one point it did get flipped onto me. I didn't get the support and I didn't get the I believe in you that I needed at the time. So listening to her story, for me, I had a very different viewpoint, because I was sitting there like, okay, the first thing she clocks is that he was going to his vice president job in work clothes, and she clocked it. She felt it in her gut. Yeah. So to me, when I listened to it, I was like, girl, why didn't you do anything? And I had to take a step back when we talked about it, because you had mentioned to me, and she even mentioned that she just really wanted love.
Yeah, she wanted to believe him. She wanted to be like, what if he's telling, the thing that she kept saying was, what if he's not lying?
Exactly.
What if he's telling the truth? What if he's being sincere?
And I don't know what that feeling is like, because I wasn't that person that was like, maybe my stepdad is not lying to her, because I saw behind the curtain.
Right.
I saw him go from like, huh, see how I got away with this? So once you instilled that in me, I was like, oh, we have very different viewpoints on manipulators, gaslighters, red flags. Yeah. Because, like, I've seen it from 10 feet away where you were the person in it. So, Cosmo, I'm curious on your end, like, I know you didn't watch all 50 parts like we did because we're obsessed. But I'm curious, where do you feel like you are with this story? Like, have you had a relatable experience?
Yeah. Have you watched somebody with a relatable experience?
I've witnessed it from you, Chrissy, because we were friends and we met a long time ago in the galaxy far, far away. And
they're still friends, by the way.
We are not friends.
They're still friends.
So I've seen it, I witnessed it, and like, when it's hard, because when you have so many people telling you or seeing it or don't like the other person, it's kind of like, who can I trust? Now, from seeing it, witnessing it, and then going through it myself with somebody I dated, which we're not going to say names, but.
You want to give him a fake name?
She looks like Kathy Griffin. There you go.
Kathy Griffin?
Yes.
so much that made me.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just say Kathy Griffin.
We do like Kathy Griffin.
I love Kathy Griffin.
We love her. She's funny. She's one of my favorite lesbians. Go ahead.
Let's, you know, okay, how about this? Carrot Top. There you go.
Carrot Top.
So it's kind of like one of those things. I didn't know anything about this person. They just showed up to one of my birthday parties a long time ago, and it was strike interest in me. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't go out seeking. I don't go push on. I don't go hit on people.
Yeah.
So if somebody takes an interest in me, I'm like, cool. Maybe I give this person the time of day. Yeah. Hear nothing about this person until later, after we already made that, hey, we're going to start dating, going out, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm hearing all these bad things from people that normally I don't talk to, but people I do trust. So I trust their opinions. Chrissy's pointed out to me, my other friend, Claire Max, she pointed out something to me, and then two other people, and I was like, they're saying all these things, and then the person, Carrot Top, was saying they're just saying this because of blah, 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 or they're going to say this because of this and that and that, or be aware of these certain things that people might say about me.
Uh-huh.
But then I'm starting to listen to it, and I'm like, experiencing other people and hearing their stories, just like this person on TikTok, I'm just like, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. I'm like, all right, cool. Well, I'm done. Goodbye. Fuck off.
Wow. So
I had to. I'm like, I'm sorry. This is not this. I'm not going to back you up. Yeah. I'm not going to give. There's so much against you.
How long were you guys dating when people were like.
You and Carrot Top.
When you and Carrot Top.
Please put in a picture of Carrot Top.
To tell you the truth, like, it wasn't even that long for me to even remember it until somebody brings it up. Because it was just
A month? 2 months?
Probably like almost a year.
No, it wasn't that long.
No?
It was not that long.
Okay, so maybe like a couple months, like 4, 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem like a time of my life where it's just like,
you'd
it killed
started
me.
Posting photos, and that's where.
Yeah.
Because if you had never shared the information or shared it with the world, do you think anybody would have asked you about it?
Probably not. Like, even one of my closest friends that person worked with didn't say anything until later. It was like, oh, yeah, well, she always asked about you at work. So I was always kind of worried, like, she was infatuated with Cosmo. I was like, okay. But that person is...
That's another question I have. So what do you mean she asked about you?
She was asking. She got... People invited her to the party. So I didn't know who she was.
Oh.
But she's asked about me just because, I guess... Me on social media
like
or whatever. Interest,
like,
yeah.
Like, is he single?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I would imagine, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Nothing else, though.
But yeah, right after that.
Because he's like, what else?
Like, what else?
What else did Carrot Top ask?
No, I give you a hard time. I apologize because I know what she was doing.
Yeah. Basically, just doing research.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And, and I don't like that. I like to surround myself with people that are negative or toxicity. I try to cut out really quick. And I'm really good at judging at that from by being a bartender and seeing people's personalities and then rumors. Like, it takes for one person to say something about somebody, I'll take it with a grain of salt until somebody else says it.
Okay.
So two people?
So I need a second opinion.
Oh.
I'm not that with everybody. Even by people that I'm seeing or friends or family, whatnot. I was like, all right, you say that. But let me get somebody else on the left field that's just not, doesn't know me, that can understand or see things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually clearly. Say the majority.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's right when that happened. I'm just like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I'll tell you why. I told her to face and that's it. Done.
I'm genuinely really impressed because I feel like that's a hard thing to do, especially because we're in such an era where you don't want to judge individuals based on what other people say about them.
Yeah.
But I don't. Maybe it was like your gut, your intuition, or something. You obviously had really good close friends to warn you and to kind of be like, "Hey." And even in our story with Risa, I hope I'm saying her name correctly. If I'm not,
I'm
so sorry.
I heard somebody on TikTok say Tessa.
Tessa, maybe. She even had an aunt who called and was like, not saying like, "Hey, you shouldn't be with that person," but the aunt said something like, "Well, you married him," and was kind of being like, and I give you a lot of credit for ending that situation before it even really got bad.
Yeah.
So
even though it was, in my mind, I'm like, "Hey, I'm dating somebody. This is great."
Oh, you're all excited.
But at the same time, I'm just like,
you want to find love.
It's like, hey, I don't want that bullshit. I built my reputation so far,
right,
to not to have any of this crap. In
good
my
for
life.
You.
And I don't want anything to do with it. That's why I'm like, oh yeah, forgot about that person.
You're so far removed, which is great.
Yeah, but I just couldn't imagine if that would have. I don't know. It's hard to say if I went longer than that, like 4 years or 5 years. I don't think personally.
Oh, you wouldn't have lasted very long. not with this one.
No, I don't.
You would have cut it off.
I mean, I'm glad that you had friends that reached out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if though I was one of them, I didn't know who else reached out to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, there was a moment I did have a chat with Claire because we were both concerned. We've known you for years.
And Claire was one of those person that I'm just like, she came out of the woodwork and just left me this whole thing. I'm like. And our conversations, our interactions in public, when we always like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. It's great. Yeah. Lovey dovey. It's friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not like real talk friend.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
It's okay.
It's not like it's like my best buddy that I like to take a bullet for. It's like that. It's just like, oh, shit. Hey, Claire, how's it going? Yeah. And then the whole thing.
Just like, oh, and that's someone who, let me try to figure out what you're saying there, that they wouldn't bring drama to you. Is that what you're saying? That like this person.
It's the person out of left field. So like Chrissy warned me and I'm like, okay, it's kind of like if we have a situation where there's a person in our group, right? Like a photographer, something like that, or a cosplayer that's just causing a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, usually I wait to hear like everyone else talking about the same person, the same problem.
Okay.
If I hear one person bitching and complaining about it, or not bitching and complaining, but,
but
you know, like talking about it or how you say exploding it.
Okay, yeah.
But no one else is chiming in. I was like, I had the same kind of problem with the person.
Yeah.
I had that same kind of problem.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I'm like, all right, it's in the ether's cloud. It's not serious. But
so Claire's been a long time, I think, if I can, for you, Claire's been a long time friend.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't
talk every single day. So when she messaged him out of the blue, it was very like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This person's words had a lot of weight to you.
Yeah.
It meant something.
It was so important that somebody like Claire would just come out of the woodwork and just take the time to tell me. Mm-hmm. And like, we don't hang out in the same circles. I wouldn't see her in public, but
yeah.
I'm like, that was, it was pretty like insightful. I'm like, oh shit. Well, Christy said the same thing too. And I'm like, I'm not saying that what Christy said was like, but I'm like,
yeah, but now it's two people.
I understand it. I'm like, I'm seeing it.
And then three and then four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I started doing my own little research behind it. I'm like, I started asking questions with other people. And I started hearing like the bad mojo.
It's like catching a cold early and you're like, I'm just going to stay home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not going to go to that party. I'm not going to go to that thing. I'm just going to stay home and get better.
So that's mine.
So in your situation, Christy, did you have anybody warning you about the partner you had been with? Like, did you have any friends that came out and...
I mean, in the beginning, no, it was very like this person kind of came out of left fields.
Okay.
And I've been out in this community with these friends and these folks for many, 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 many years. Cosplay community, entertainment industry, the nerd, geek, whatever you want to call it. And, messaged me, took an interest in me. And I'm over here like, what? Why? What? Why? I think at the time, Like, I know some people, like predators, people with predatory behaviors who want to go out, pathological liars, who want to go out and like manipulate and gaslight and use and take and whatever it is, they are hurting on their own ends for some other reason, whether it's their insecurity, they're overcompensating for something, they don't have the validation that they need, so they need multiple women and men, even, and people to give them validation because one person is not enough. But that aside, they sometimes will find broken people.
Right.
Like, I'm broken. I don't have self-love right now. I have my own insecurities. I'm in a bad relationship. I'm in a bad situation. And they, you know, they'll mine for that gold. Like, I need to find the triggers. I need to find their weaknesses. I need to find stuff to use against them, the insecurities, whatever the case may be. And then they do the love bombing and they build you up and they lift you up and they take the interest in you and they're so interested in you and you have all these things in common and everything is all magic and great and awesome.
Yeah.
And like when they're coming out of nowhere and no one knows them, like Risa Tisa's experience was like she was going into lockdown.
Right.
There wasn't going to be any like, let's exchange social media, lightly date, figure things out.
Right.
There's like, we're together now and you're going to pay for rent and bills and expenses. And now we're stuck in this situation together because we're quarantining together because that was so important at the time. And because this person, I'm just going to call him X, because X kind of came out of nowhere, but it was sort of lightly adjacently there. I didn't think anything of it because I'm like, well, I don't know this person really that well. And people kind of like really shipped us in the beginning.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So instead of like what Cosmo had, you had people being like, oh my gosh, these two are really cute together.
Yeah, exactly. They're really cute together. They're really cool. Where'd you find him? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know.
Ooh,
you know, like little birds chirping, like, isn't he great?
Ooh.
And, you know, and I had my own like to me, I'm like, I'm kind of a troll, you know, like I'm a weird, like goblin troll person. I can be pretty sometimes. But like in my brain, it was like, this person, we don't look like we should go together.
Insert glamour shot of Chrissy as she calls herself a troll.
Oh my god! So at the time, that's how I felt. Like I did not feel very attractive at the time, and I think he recognized that. And when I was asking, in a way, it's like, "Why are you interested in me? Like, look at you."
Ooh, that's their favorite.
Yeah.
Why me?
Why me?
Oh.
You know. And then we started to get to know each other, and like there were little red flags. Of course there were little red flags. But I'm like, I don't know this person. No one's coming out of nowhere to warn or say anything to me because maybe his dirty laundry, so to speak, his history was not brought to anyone's attention yet. And it does get brought similar with Risa Tisa. It does get come out into the lightness over the course of those years, especially when things ended the way that they did. But yeah, like there was no one, it was all about shipping us. And then, you know, the disappointment when a lot of lies compiled on top of each other towards the end of the first year we were together. I mean, we moved in, we were living together. The cheating and then the serial cheating and then the, you know, get back together.
cheat some more. Like, it was just, it was very, it was a different situation. But the lying part, and like, there were things this man would lie about that I at the time was like, yeah, but you know what, I think does that make sense? That's kind of cool. Yeah, I guess that's real. And then I'm like, you know what, even if it's not, it's not a big deal. He embellished this person. Like, he said he dated this famous actress. And I, at the time, I was like, oh yeah, you were in an industry at the time that would make sense. So I was justifying the red flags of little white lies I thought were just white lies.
Yeah.
Just so I can be like, oh, there's an excuse for this. There's a reason for this. And then you start clocking things, and you start putting the archives of mental notes in your mind palace and saving that for later. Not to use as like, not to weaponize, but just to remember, just in case, like, you know, I feel like I want to go on and do a 50-part story on TikTok someday.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to. I don't think so. But
I do think it would be kind of like how she did. I mean, if you ever felt like compelled that you think really breaking down your story could really help someone, I think that's
the other thing. Is
that's great.
Like, I like that approach to it, and I'm not trying to draw attention to it, and I don't need the web sleuths to go and track this person down.
No, we're good. Don't do that.
We don't need to do that.
Well, he's pretty fucked anyways.
This person was, in a way, there was some, how do I say this? The vindication and the validation and the knowing that after this period of time, I was not crazy. I mean, this man would do like the right in front of your face gaslighting. I would see a photo on his phone in passing of a girl in lingerie or something. And like, he knew, we knew models, we knew people, we knew cosplayers, we knew people in the industry. And I would glance at it and be like, oh, like, what is that? Like, who is that? Like, oh, he and in front of my face. And I just took it like, yeah, sure, it makes total sense. As I'm crying on the inside of my soul. About, he would say, oh yeah, no, this is like a really good friend of mine. She's like doing a photo shoot and she's sending some photos to her man and she wanted my opinion. And then I remember I told you, I'd mentioned something like that to you once, and you're like, no one does that. Like,
no one sends linguine, lingerie, nudie patooties, noodles. Nobody sends those to their guy straight bi friend and goes, will my man like this? No!
No one does that. But in my brain, I'm like, oh, I mean, I guess, yeah, because, you know, maybe he knows. I don't know. And then after like a couple of years, and I know for her at hand, it started a lot quicker. I started to like notice his patterns of what he was doing. Like, if we're driving at night and he's sitting in the passenger seat and he's on his phone and like his screen's all bright, his phone's always tilted away from me.
Oh, that's always a big sign.
My favorite part though was I could see the reflection in the glass.
Stop it!
I never told him that. But I'm just like,
you're just like looking
like
your
to slide into this man's DMs. First of all, I don't want to do that. I do not want to be in there because I've already seen many a screen grabs from many of these women. Who have sent them to me the first, like, you know, a few times when he'd fucked up during our time together. And then the first year and a half after that, when it was like, everyone's like, oh, coming out of the woodwork and coming out and messaging me and being like, hey, he did this to me too. He did this to me. He did this. You guys were together. We did this.
Oh, wow. They were honest about it.
They were very honest, very transparent. And then a couple of them were like, great. And the worst ones though, and I hate to say this, we didn't put this in the trigger warning, but the reason why, like a big thing why my wake up moment was and it took everybody, like everyone's like, this is it. We're all pulling her out. We got to get her out of this, was when the sexual assault allegations started to come out. So aside from the using and the stealing and the manipulating and then taking things and money and gifts from people with lies on top of lies. And, you know, financially royally fucking me for that time period. I was in must protect mode. I believe all of them. I believe all of these women. And you have to believe women the right victims. Away. You have to believe them right away. Otherwise, if we have an inch or an ounce of doubt, no one's going to come forward.
Right.
Women aren't going to like express their experiences. They're not going to
go to the police and file reports. Like, right. I had friends take some of these victims to file those reports. Mm. And, like, because everyone wanted to give me my space. And they're like, we need to, let's, give people their space. Mm-hmm. And then there was a nice moment of solidarity. And then there was a couple of weakness moments during that first couple of months where he was reaching out. Mm. And I was like, I did all that.
But it's hard at first.
And it's like, that's what he did to me though for years though. It's like, did you ever watch The Purple Man?
Jessica Jones.
It was like, he just opens his mouth and talks to her and immediately she'll do whatever he says. She'll do whatever. Mm. It was like, when that show had come out, I was like, my parents like, this is bad. But yeah, no, it was a really bad situation. Like, and
Phantom of the Opera too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mm. Phantom being for me. And her just being like,
but yeah, I'll do what you want. Like, do you have...
Yeah, so I want to piggyback off a little bit of what you said, but also I want to kind of rope it in with the story, with what she was talking about. So a pivotal moment in my life that I really related to in her story is that she would talk about him going to his job, and he would be gone from the same time every single day, from like 6 a.m. to like 2 p.m. or whatever. And in my case, my stepdad did the exact same thing, where he would go to a job, never specified where or what he was doing, and he would just go. And my sister won't even recollect this, but at the time, she was a baby in diapers. And I would wake up every day, and I don't even know that my mom will corroborate this story, to be honest, at this point. So please be gentle with her, too. I would be waking up early before school, and I would be changing her diapers and getting her set up. And she was like a toddler, a baby. And then I would have to go run out and catch the bus. And I don't know where my stepdad was or what he was doing, but I would watch him lie to her every day and say that he was working his job or out doing running errands for the home. And he's a stay-at-home dad and taking care of his child when I was the one doing the work. And I even remember having a conversation, like, not recently, but a couple years ago, just like with my mom. And it was strange to me because, like, even then, I don't know that she really understood what was happening. And she doesn't remember it. And that's that part of Risa T's story made me really think a lot about it, because it's like, if I were an adult, I would have gotten in my fucking car and followed his ass to his job. Like, now, obviously, but it's different for me because I've witnessed it. And now as an adult, if my man, my friend, my whoever is showing any signs of lying or saying that they have a job when I feel like they don't, now I have the fucking backbone to get in my car and follow his fucking ass and be like, where are you working? Or another example, the promising of buying her a car. There were so many times where there was promises of buying things and big Christmases. And as a kid, you get so excited that Santa's going to come and there's going to be lots of presents, or the Easter Bunny's going to come. But as soon as he had wiggled his way into our family, the Easters were not the same. The Christmases weren't the same. And it especially changed when I did have a sister, because that was their child together. So obviously, like, I was no longer the, like, magic child or, like, the important child. Like, it all the attention was turned to my sister. So it's like, I also kind of get why Legion lied about his brother in a weird way. Because, like, I know what it's like to be the sibling that everyone shits on. Because when I finally had a sister, the dynamic changed. So, like, I get to some extent why he would lie a little bit, but now as an adult, and I've witnessed what it's like to lie to somebody and to manipulate them so hard, it's like, I don't understand why, after his whole family has thrown him to the side and he's done, why has he not learned from it? No. Because I used to lie as a kid, you know, like, but I learned in the lie of, like, my family being mad at me or getting punished or being put in timeout. It makes me wonder, what was his childhood like? Why is his twin thriving and he's not? And not to say that any of it's justified, but that's where my head goes as somebody who's been a liar, has been lied to, witnessed somebody being in this sort of similar situation. It makes me wonder, like,
why is he where he's at, that he's still lying as a grown fucking man?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Really? I mean, I would ask the same questions about X. I would, it was like, I.
Chemical imbalance?
I'm not going to talk about his family because I don't need to talk about his family, but yeah, maybe it's a chemical imbalance. Maybe there's something else going on in there that's like, now to me, for years, I kept thinking, oh, this is the way he survives. Mm-hmm. He survives off of the kindness of others, and that only lasts for so long. Then stuff happens. He gets called out. He gets kicked out of that community. Then he's burning bridges, you know? And that's what Legion was doing, was just burning bridge after bridge after bridge.
Consistently.
And, like, if we had this – like, but the thing is, like, they create this whole narrative, and they build off of this narrative, and it's like the narrative just – first of all, lying is exhausting, and having to
keeping
keep up a lie.
Keeping track of the lies.
Like, who was it? Was it Tom Sawyer or something said that don't lie because you got to remember so many things. Like, yeah. You don't have to remember anything if you're not lying all the time. So it's like, I understand if you're a kid and you're a compulsive liar and you're like, you're making up stuff to sound great and awesome. And you're almost playing like the make-believe, but making it in real life. And then you cross that boundary.
Yeah, sure.
And then, but then when, it's like when you push the limits, mm-hmm. you get away with something. You're in that 7-Eleven, you steal one candy. You're like, you got away with it. Like, oh, I'm going to steal two candies next time.
Yeah.
Three candies. And then you just, now you're, that's what it is. That's what you do. And so you keep doing it and you don't maybe, but also when you don't realize, you're not learning from the lesson and you're not mm-hmm. realizing you're hurting people, then you.
There's no empathy.
There's no empathy. Then you, mm-hmm. There's no compassion or feeling there. It's like, I'm going to yawn right now. You guys are going to yawn because I'm yawning. I know you're not sociopaths.
Or psychopaths. Is that your test?
No, that's just like, it's a test that people have talked about for years and years and years. And it's like, if this person keeps doing this, he's not learning anything. He's burning bridges. He's losing people. He has no roots. Like, Legion has no roots anywhere. Yeah. And nobody wants him. And when you watch the story and you're like watching these videos and like the family that's coming and talking to Risa Tisa about like, yeah, he's a known liar. He's lied his whole life.
Yeah.
We want nothing to do with him. His friends, he has no friends. And she felt bad about that for him. She was sad.
I mean,
I was sad for X. I was like, yeah. He has no best friend. And yeah. Did I think about
you
it?
You even tried to get me to hang out with him. And I was like you can't.
Yeah. And like it's the fabricated friendships and the fabricated relationships. Not even like the parasocial relationships. It's not like you're making up something to sound cool and better than you are. You're embellishing and exaggerating it.
Yeah.
But also, that's fine for a lot of people, especially in LA. Mm-hmm. Especially in Los Angeles and in the Hollywood and in this community and industry where you're trying to, like, be – you're
it's all
dropping
about who you know, all about who you've worked with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're doing it just to, like – I don't even realize it, or if they know that they're causing the harm. That's how gone they are. That's how lost in the sauce that they are.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
My stepdad loved to cause harm.
Ugh,
he, like, got off on it. So I think it depends upon the individual.
Yeah.
Because I would say, in my opinion, Legion seemed to get off on the dangling the carrot. Like, he always liked to be like, we're going to go on a fancy vacation. Yeah. And then it never happened. Mm. Dangling the car. The weird part for me in my head when I listen to the story is, well, not weird. That's a bad word for it. The part where I relate to Legion the most is when she talks about him living out of his car. Because there was a point where I lived out of my car.
Not because you were a pathological liar, though.
No. Very different.
I was like, just so we're all, you know, like
yes.
That way. But yeah.
I mean, yeah. There was a point where my stepmom did think I was a pathological liar. But it was me reaching out to others for help because I knew that my stepmom, long story long, I had a very bad stepdad and a very bad stepmom. So I had no escape from this sort of scenario, but on very different spectrums. And I can go into that another day when I feel like divulging. But I felt bad for him when he was living out of his car because I know what it's like to feel like you do have no one in your corner. And not that I wish his family had done or like reached out, because I'm sure that they had reached their limit with him. But it was such a reflective moment on Risa Tisa, because she even felt bad. Mm-hmm. Like, if you notice in the story, like, I know a lot of people believe her, but there's, you know, skeptics, as there should be with any good storyteller. But people were saying that, like, oh, how do we know that this is real? Because she had fucking empathy when he had nothing.
That's how you know, in my opinion, that she's not lying. And maybe there's a little bit of fabrication. I don't think so because she was taking voice notes. But the fact that she cared about how, like, she was going, he initially was like a 6X to a XL.
3X.
Yeah. 3X or whatever it is, the sizing. Like, she pointed out the compassion that she had because she noticed that he was losing weight and not well. So if anybody is a little skeptical about her story, in my opinion,
she even gave him money for food.
She gave him $6 for some chicken nuggets.
And I'm just, hilarious. Just like, I'm giving you money for food. And like the funny bit of it is like, here's $6. And then she
didn't even give him 10. Yeah.
She zelled it. And I'm just, yeah, no, it was like,
like, I would have at least given him 10, but damn.
Yeah. Damn.
I have a question. How did your situation with your ex, mm-hmm. how did that affect you going into future relationships?
I trust no one. I'm totally kidding.
I live in a cave.
I honestly don't. The problem is I'm so trusting, and everyone gets beginner's benefit of the doubt with me.
Sure.
I mean, I'm so patient and understanding and trusting. And if you knew and saw what my experience was that 4 years with X, it was like, you know, it's like, oh, Chrissy's gonna give you the time of day. Like, mm-hmm. she'll bring you into her home and her heart and her wallet if need be. But do not cross her now. Cause like hell hath no
fury.
Yeah. Like my friends and my support system and my community scorned.
Your support system. Because
the rallying of that, and like I understand, and like Risa Tisa had the year and a half that she had with him and just didn't necessarily have that support system, I guess, because of quarantine.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would joke around with my roommate, like, it was like, what if I was still with him during lockdown? Someone will go die.
Oh my gosh.
And I think about those times. But to have like the community and friends that you have, like I had a friend intervention. I had three friends sit me mm-hmm. down after the second or third breakup situation where he was caught again. But I'm like, and even in that moment, I vulnerably broke down. I was sad. I was upset and I was crying and I was like, I need help, you know? And then just to turn around and be like, no, I'm fine. This is okay. This is fine. I'm going to go back to everything is fine. And people did step aside. People did leave my life during that time period because they were honestly, I don't blame them. They were sick of watching it back and forth and sick of seeing it. And there was nothing you can do or say to make someone leave a situation like that. And it's hard. And I know people were like, and I'm so sorry to tangent off of your question. I'll get back to it in 2 seconds.
at least you're aware.
I'm aware. I'm very well aware. when someone's like, why don't you just get up and leave? Why don't you just go? Why don't you just leave after the first two red flags? Now, Cosmo did, and that's great. And you took advice from other people. And it was a short time span with him. And I love that, or with her. And I love that you.
Carrot Top.
I love Carrot that Carrot Top had a bad reputation as it was.
Thank God. Thank God. If it was a silent but deadly kind of thing, like, I would hate myself. If I got stuck in the pandemic with that person, just because it was like that first 6 months and or the first whatever months, how long it was.
Yeah.
And then like, I will never ever move in with somebody unless I'm really capable. I'm in a great spot.
Yeah.
Person I'm dating now is in a great spot. It's like, mm-hmm. I gotta be financially set. I know the other person that I'm dating is definitely financially set. Like, they're okay. But I'm just like, I'm not gonna make promises. I want to make promises for the future to work towards. But right off the bat, to dangle something in front of somebody's face is so fucked up. I just want to punch somebody in the face for doing that.
And the reason why I bring up the telling someone to just get out and mm-hmm. knowing those things is like everyone's situations and circumstances are different.
For sure.
Some women are in much more volatile situations where they live with their abuser.
Mm-hmm.
They have kids. They aren't self-sufficient. They have no money.
Yeah.
They can't just get out. There's lots – or they're just so stuck in the cycle of the abuse and the everything that – there's nothing left to do, or they've lost a chunk of their support system and there's no one else to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I do see little red flags here and there, and I try not to hyper fixate on them
mm-hmm.
and make them something that they're not.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this person doesn't have a car.
what does that mean? Are they going to try to like use my car all the time, make me buy them a car? Like,
oh, yeah, that's is a fast spiral.
Like, and I would have these little spiraling moments. Yeah. Where I'm like, it's okay. And, or this person doesn't have a consistent, steady job. They're trying to, the thing is, it's like, unless someone's trying to really like push to like, let's move in together, let's live together, the let's share bombing. A cell phone, let's do this. And, or they're a brand new person. Like, thankfully my partner now, he's a really good friend of mine. I've known him for years. And we already had a good, healthy relationship of rapport, knowing each other and rapport. And he, you know, he may not have all the money in the world, but he's rich in other ways.
Aww.
I love you.
Aww.
I love you. Yeah. But
we love the fans.
We love the fans.
I'm going to cry because that was so beautiful.
But the spiraling, yeah, of course. And I try not to do that. And I will say, I started seeing a therapist the last month that X and I were together because I hit my point of I don't know what to do. I don't know what's next. I can't get out of the situation. And 6 years of therapy, she unfortunately passed away. Did help significantly seeing a mental health professional. And it took me so long to see it, to get to someone. And I feel like, and it took me so long because he didn't want me to see a therapist. Also,
that's a
and like he was weirded out by it. He wouldn't go see one. He wouldn't do one. And that's why? You know. And I think the fear is like, well, they're gonna tell you to leave me. I'm like, well, why would they do that?
I have to admit, when my partner told me about therapy, and I was like, I don't want to be broken down. There's like, there's something like when you're diagnosed with something, that's you. It's like, I don't, like, my mom, she got diagnosed with cancer. She didn't want to deal with any of that stuff. So it's just like, she went out with a bang. Fuck the chemo, fuck all that stuff.
Not want to,
And I'm just like, if I have a schizophrenia or something, blah, 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 I'm like, that's it. My life has changed. Yeah, I could fucking deal with it. I can get some medication for it. But everything who I was just before I knew about that, I'm gone. That person's gone.
That's an interesting perspective.
That's what I was afraid of. But I actually went. During the pandemic, I went on BetterHelp and started talking. Of course, I went through like maybe one or two different ones. But
it takes time.
The last one I was in, which I want to go back, but just the way things is now with the world coming back to normal, it's just really hard to find a damn job. Even a mediocre job with some of my resume that I try to dumb down. But
it's tough.
It was great to vent because even though you're going through problems and you have your best friends, which I learned the hard way, is your friends will vent to you, but not necessarily means that I have the spoons for that. Like I will take on everybody's stuff because I was a bartender. That's just how it was. And so, but for me to actually vent to somebody, like somebody that's close to me, like a best friend or a partner, I never realized. I'm like, well, they're going through, they have their own stuff to go through. So it's not fair.
That's what's also kind of sad about her story is that she didn't really have anybody to talk to about
when her aunt said,
that,
like, well, you married him. It's like,
that's fucked up.
Girl, do you not have anybody else?
Family can be horrible, man, when it comes to certain situations.
It's I know.
There's like, hold my beer.
No, please.
Hold my White Claw.
I'm really, I'm not drinking. I'm having water.
Hold out my
water. Stanley. I have my collagen water.
I think like the best way to kind of put a ribbon on this topic and why, I mean, we can take turns too here at the end, putting like what our message to anyone who's listening to this would be. First of all, there's a helpline. We'll put it, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to put the number at the bottom of the screen. Chompy, our editor, is actually going to do it because I'm not that editing savvy, but we'll put a number at the bottom of the screen. So if you feel like you're in a situation similar, or if you maybe know somebody that could use the number, please reach out because you never know what somebody's really going through. And just even one act, small act of kindness could really change for them. Especially like when I was 16 living out of my car, I wish somebody would have done something like that for me. And that's really why I wanted to talk about this in this episode, because I relate to her feeling like no one really was there for me. And I'm just glad that I have friends now that are there for me. So be kind to people around you. Okay, somebody else talk.
I think it's important that you mention that even if it's not something, a helpline or a number or resources. There are so many resources out there to help you, but maybe you want to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. You see a friend or a family member who's in it and you can't do anything. You feel so helpless and you can't do anything for them. Maybe you had 2 French interventions with them and they weren't listening. A big thing about me going to therapy was like, I need to understand his dynamic mind, how this works, how to make this work. Mm-hmm. What am I not seeing? And after the first couple of years with her, I'm like, okay, I'm not 100% healed. I'm not 100% trusting of everybody and everything and can move forward. But I'm getting to a point where I'm like, now I can just have a daily conversation of free associating and not being triggered and traumatized mm-hmm. by what X did and how he changed everything about me and how he was the absolute worst thing to ever happen to me. But now I'm like,
fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Fuck your stepdad.
Yeah, right.
That loser.
Fuck Carrot Top.
But like those people need therapy.
Well, not Carrot Top himself. Carrot Top is fine.
Yeah, great. We love Carrot Top.
We love Carrot Top, but fuck my Carrot Top.
But to like, I stayed in therapy up until my therapist passed away so that I can also be a better listener and a better speaker, and also I can help somebody, you know, without – and, like, honestly, it's more just, like, here's the resources. Please help yourself. If you see something, say something. Mm-hmm. If you see something, say nothing and drink to forget. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, it's a silly joke. No, I'm kidding. No, but, like – everyone's experience is different. Mm-hmm. Everyone's circumstances are different. Like Dara said, be kind because you don't know, especially on the internet.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And when especially you're questioning why someone's doing something or posting a story, like why are you putting your dirty laundry out there, or why are you, you know, taking pretty sexy selfies at night in your room in red light and everyone hates watching those and they want to see your cosplay instead.
Subscribe.
it's free. Why are you asking that? Are you okay? What is it? Why is it hurting you or bothering you? Because it's probably not. But I just, you know, be kind to each other. It costs almost nothing except for maybe a penny or a nickel. And if you ever see one on the ground, pick those up because they mean everything. But yeah.
I say grab the person's phone, right? Uh-oh. He's like, can I use your phone for a second? I got to look something up on YouTube.
Phones.
No. Just like, I want to look something up on YouTube or Google something. My phone is blah, blah, blah. Then you, on Google, you put in therapy. And then the algorithm.
Download the BetterHelp or the Talkspace.
No. The algorithm on the phone from social media to everything will automatically point to therapy. It does that every time I look up something on the camera or on the phone. It does that. And I'm like, I just typed in boots. Now I'm getting ads for all types of boots. So
The phone be listening.
That's another way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did see any of Legion's things about don't Google, like stop Googling things and Googling people, and how he's been trying to like show his like she's lying this and that. But it's like I didn't think it costs you anything. But you can do a background check on anybody if you really want to.
Do the background check.
Vet. Listen to your gut. Listen to your instincts. If you're not sure, phone a friend. Mm-hmm. Just to, you know, phone your therapist. I don't know.
I know this was kind of this is our first episode out the gate. This is kind of a darker topic. But thank you all so much for listening. This was a really great episode. Honestly, I feel really good about our conversation and feel really good about just talking about this and spreading more awareness. If you haven't watched her series, please go watch her series. I know it takes a bit of your time, but
it took a lot of her time too, though.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
And her transparency and honesty. So give her that and listen, you know.
Yeah. And listen to Delulu Canoe.
Also, Delulu Canoe. Yeah.
We're on Spotify, Apple, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Leave us some good reviews because that really means a lot to a newer podcast. So be sure to go do that. Subscribe if you're on YouTube. Maybe leave us a comment. Let us know if you listened to her story as well or if you were touched by it. I would love to see some stories in the comments about maybe a situation you're in, if you're comfortable sharing, or maybe if you got something out of this episode, leave us something positive because this was kind of a darker one and we could use a little ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
So thank you all so much. We hope your Delulus come true, Lulu. I feel like if I'm going to pick a character in the canoe, I'm going to be the bear because I feel better about letting it all out. Do you have a character
you
relate to?
Oh, man.
Are you the angry dog?
I'm all 3 of them. No, I'm the kitty cat. I'm the angry dog. Why am I the angry dog?
I don't know.
I'm the cat like, oops, I did a thing. I'm sorry.
What about you, Cosmo? before we end it?
Ooh,
you're more the cat. I'm the dog.
Bear. The bear or the dog?
The bear aware.
I'm just the bear aware. I am just staring this.
I'm the, aww, as a matter of fact, cat.
Actually, I need that onesie like yesterday.
Well, thank you all again so much. I hope you guys have a great evening. I hope all your DeLulus stay true, Lulu, and all your dreams come true. And I hope you're safe. Check out that number if you need it below. Subscribe.